Today, we're diving into a topic that affects every single driver out there: tire pressure. Yes, I'm talking about that mysterious tire pressure monitoring system, or TPMS for short. Have you ever been driving along, minding your business, and suddenly that little warning light pops up? You're probably thinking, what now? Is this serious? Can I ignore it? Well, buckle up, because in this episode, we're not just answering those questions, we're making you a TPMS pro. Let's get rolling. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is TPMS? The tire pressure monitoring system is your car's way of saying, hey, something's off with your tires. It uses sensors to monitor the air pressure in each tire, and when that pressure dips below the recommended level, you get the warning light. Now, why does this matter? Well, driving on underinflated tires isn't just bad for your gas mileage, it's dangerous. Underinflated tires are more likely to blow out, and that can lead to some seriously scary situations on the road. So, if your TPMS light comes on, don't ignore it. All right, let's tackle the most common issue: the dreaded TPMS warning light. Here's what you do. Grab a tire pressure gauge and check the pressure in all your tires, including the spare, if your car has one. Then inflate them to the PSI recommended in your vehicle's owner's manual. Easy, right? But what if the light stays on even after you've done that? That could mean you've got a sensor issue, and it's time to visit a professional. Here's something you might not know: TPMS sensors are powered by tiny batteries. And like all batteries, they eventually die, usually after 5 to 10 years. When the battery goes, the sensor can't send data to your car, and that triggers the warning light. The solution? Replace the sensor's battery. This usually requires a trip to a professional, as the sensors are integrated into your tire valves. And here's a pro tip: if one sensor battery dies, the others might not be far behind. Consider replacing all the sensors at once to save yourself multiple trips. Now, let's talk about sensor malfunctions. Over time, TPMS sensors can wear out or get damaged. When that happens, you might get inaccurate readings or no readings at all. The fix? Replace the faulty sensor. A professional can diagnose which sensor is acting up, replace it, and make sure it's properly calibrated. And finally, what if the whole system malfunctions? This could mean the warning light comes on intermittently or just stays on for no reason. In this case, you're dealing with more than just a sensor issue. It could be the control module or even the wiring. This is where you'll need an expert to step in, diagnose the problem, and repair or replace any faulty components. Now that we've covered the problems and solutions, let's take a quick look under the hood, so to speak. There are two main types of TPMS: direct and indirect. Direct TPMS uses sensors in each tire to measure air pressure directly. Indirect TPMS, on the other hand, uses your car's ABS system to estimate tire pressure based on wheel speed. Both systems are effective, but they work in different ways. Knowing which type your car has can help you understand how it functions and what might go wrong. So, what's the takeaway here? Your TPMS is like your car's guardian angel for tires. It's there to keep you safe, save you money on gas, and prevent premature tire wear. If you're seeing that warning light or think your system isn't working properly, don't wait. Take action today. And hey, we've got the tools, the know-how, and the passion to get you back on the road with peace of mind.